how she has been able to redefine herself with different things. She has not let herself be enclosed to just the podcast. She has been able to explore her talents. She has been able to like spread her wings into more other platforms now. Like she's into film production, the work she's done with the podcast, the tour. Like she has been able to explore different types. Like she's been able to spread her wings and explore different creative platforms. Hi guys, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! Super excited. Welcome to another episode. My name is Awino Aweti, the host of this podcast. This is episode 90. This is episode 98. Anyway, two episodes away to the 100th episode. I can't believe we're finally getting here. So yeah, it took me 4 years to get to the 100th episode. Am I serious? But super happy. Anyway, remember to send in your questions for the 100th episode special. I'll be answering all your burning questions on the 100th episode. So send in your questions. And it's going to be a video episode, guys. So I'm super excited for that. I'm looking forward to it. So send in your questions and let's interact and do this. And remember to rate the podcast if you like it after listening to it. Rate it here with your friends and family. And remember, you can find my podcast exclusively on Ayono FM. Listen to my podcast on Ayono FM. Ayono FM is my first podcast sponsorship. They are sponsoring my podcast on their platform. So I would like you guys to listen to my podcast. I'm redirect. Don't listen to my podcast on any platform as per now. Just go to Ayono and listen to it there and listen to the ads so that your girl can get the bug. Anyway, how are you guys doing since the last time you listened to the podcast? I hope you guys are well. And today is another awesome episode. I remember when I did the movies that changed my life episode, I really loved the reception that I got. People were like, this is nice content. It was so unexpected. So people really, I liked the reception. People were like, I love this. So people really have listened to that episode. So it inspired. Remember when I told you, like, I have a lot of lists? So today's list is about creators. Content creators that inspired me. Let me say inspired me. Because I feel like when I say change my life, it's going to be a bit of a stretch. Is it? I think so. Maybe. But I'm going to say content creators that inspired me and maybe still inspire me. So this is a list of my favorite, most of my favorite content creators. I have a lot of favorite content creators. I watch a lot of content. If there's one person who consumes content, hey, I consume a lot of content. I can be on YouTube the whole day just watching vlogs, bro. Like, I love vlogs. They drive me crazy. I can just be on YouTube the whole day just watching vlogs. And then I can listen to podcasts. Today I'm just listening to podcasts, and I listen to podcasts the whole day. So I'm basically a huge consumer of content. So I have a lot of different content creators from different niches, and I'm gonna share a few with you that inspired me, like that I like their work and they really, really inspire me. So this is not all. I just assembled a few people because I couldn't fit all of my favorite creators here, but I love all my creators. I love especially vloggers. Okay, let's start with podcasters, definitely, because we love podcasts over here. So let's start with podcasts. The first podcast, Adele, definitely. Adele Onyango. Adele Onyango is my mentor podcast, and I even met her. I've met her a couple of times, and each time I meet her, I tell her, Adele, I love your content. Adele, you inspire me. Adele, you're my mentor. And she's like so humble. Like, even like all the time, all the events that I've been with Adele Onyango, everywhere, almost all the people there, she's their mentor. Like, she mentors almost. Like, in a room when there's an event, you, like, almost everyone is gonna be like, Adele is their mentor. So, wow, that is like really some crazy shit. Like how does it feel to be a mentor to a lot of people? Like, how does it feel though? I don't know, but it must feel nice. So, Adele is one of the content creators that really inspire me. I love how she runs her podcast. So, yeah. If you don't know, Adele has a podcast. It's called Legally Clueless. Nowadays it's called Legally Clueless Africa. It's a nice podcast. It's mostly where they talk about mental health. I love how she openly talks about mental health. She openly talks about loss. She openly talks about her marriage, her divorce. Like, yo, Adele, man, she's so open, and then she's so like authentic. And then I love how she runs her podcast. Like, she has a podcast, and then she has like different segments. Like, there's a story, she do 100 stories of Africa. And imagine, Adele has been able to do tours. She's even gone to East Africa. She's gone on an East African tour for just her podcast. Imagine having a podcast that big that she can go on an East African tour, and she has like sponsors. Like, what the heck? What's not to be inspired about? Like, what's not to inspire? Like, what the heck? So shout out to Adele. Like, I love how she runs her podcast, and then her projects, and then she has like her events. Yo, Adele is my number one podcaster in Kenya that I really look up to, and I've told her a couple of times. So I love how she runs her pod. I love everything she does. Like, she really inspires me. Her quotes on Twitter, her poetry. You know, she's a poet. If you don't know, Adele Onyango is like, she's a poet. I love her poetry, her work. And I just saw recently, like, she's just getting into film now. She's a film producer. Like, I love how she has been able to redefine herself with different things. She's not let herself be enclosed to just the podcast. She has been able to explore her talents. She has been able to like spread her wings into more other platforms now. Like, she's into film production, the work she's done with the podcast, the tour. Like, she has been able to explore different types. Like, she's been able to spread her wings and explore different creative platforms. And I love that, because the reason she inspires me is because I want to do that also for myself. I don't want to be just tied down to the podcast. Like, I'm just a podcaster. I want to be beyond. I want to be more than a podcaster. I want to do a lot of things apart from the podcast. I want to expound. I want to spread my wings and do other creative things. But whether I don't want to jinx it, but next year I'm planning on doing something for myself. I'm planning on going back to school. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm planning on going back to school, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to study, mtajisikia, because I don't want to jinx it, you get? But just stay tuned, you're going to know. I want to redefine myself, because I want to venture into something like different. So next year, that's my plan, and I hope, inshallah, I hope that I get to do it. I really am so super excited. So that's why Adele inspires me. She's a mentor, and she's a creator that inspires me. I love her work. So check out Adele Onyango, her podcast, Legally Clueless, and her work basically. Yeah, she has dope work. Another creator that inspires me, I'm starting from Africa because, hey, I started from Kenya because we gotta start from home. So Adele is from Kenya. And then let's go to others. There's this girl from Nigeria. She's called, now this is Africa still, she's called Chinasa Anukam. She hosts like a podcast. It's called Is This Seat Taken? I love it. I love it. I love how she runs the show. I love her setup. And why she made it on this list, that she's why she inspires me, is because I follow her on IG, and she said that she actually runs the whole show herself. Like, she does the scripting. It's like a show. It's a podcast show. And then she travels. Now she's from Nigeria. She lives in Abuja. But she travels to Lagos every week to shoot the podcast. She writes the podcast. She writes the proposals for business partnerships on the pod. She does everything. She doesn't have like assistants. She does everything. She she travels from Abuja now to Lagos to shoot the podcast every week, bro. And it's I hear it's like not it's not like a short distance. And then her, and then the fact that she said that she does all these things by herself, and you could see the quality of her content, you guys. Check out on YouTube. China Sanukam is this sit take, and that's the name of the pod. Like how she has, I love her brand. Like it's so clean. It's so clean. And then it has quality, the quality of her videos, the quality of her posters, her fashion, how she dresses when she hosts this, when she hosts her guests. And she has hosted like big guests on from Nigeria. She's from Nigeria. She has hosted like Tems. She has hosted these Tems, these, I forgotten the other, what's the name? I think Fireboy is there. Like most Nigerian artists. So wow, I love and that she does this herself. And then the questions, yo, that's even the main thing. That's the main thing. The main reason she inspires me. The questions, like she does her research. That girl doesn't fumble on her episodes. Like you can just see that she puts in the work. She puts in the work. The questions, the type of questions that she asks the guests, they're very intelligent. It shows how she has done her research. I want to be like her. I want to be like Chinasa. Oh, I want to be like her. I want to be like her. Like the setup she has on a podcast. I want to be like, to have that setup that she has. And then the quality, the like she just puts her heart out for her content. And I really love her. I really love how passionate she is. So yeah, she's a creator that really inspires me. I'm really inspired by her work, and yeah, I'll really like to learn a few things from her. So yeah, Chinasa Anukam is the seat taken. Check her out. Okay, another we are still doing the podcasters list. Another content creator that inspires me, Slay Girl Slay. Who knows that podcast? There's this podcast called Slay Girl Slay podcast, hosted by Ashley Legs. I'm obsessed. I love her podcast. But one thing about me, you will notice, I love personal development podcasts, because I don't know if it's because I do personal development things also, but my favorite kind of podcasts are number one personal development. I'm big on personal development and growth, so those are my favorite podcasts to listen to. And then after that, now I love entertainment podcasts, this banter, you know, this banter podcast. I love those after personal development. And then there's now relationships. I'm not I don't know why, but I'm not much of a relationships person. I don't like listen to a lot of relationships podcasts and sex podcasts. I don't really know, but I listen to them once in a while. I try to listen to all genres, you know, to just to like have a wild idea of what people are doing out there. I just like to listen to have a variety. Yeah, to have an idea of what people are doing. I like to listen to a variety, but mostly I don't listen to sex and relationships podcasts. I don't know why, but I don't like they're not my cup of tea, but I listen to them once in a while. So I love Slay Girl Slay podcast. It's also mostly about growth, personal development, and yeah, Ashley Legs. She's from, I think, US. Yeah, she's from US. I love her podcast. You should check her out if you love personal development stuff. Check her out. And then I love Call Her Daddy. Who doesn't know Call Her Daddy podcast? Call Her Daddy podcast by Alexandra. So the main reason Alexandra, she inspires me, it's how she has managed to build her podcast into this big brand, and how she has managed to monetize her podcast. Yo, that girl, she was a Spotify, she had a deal, like Spotify cut her deal. Think about how big your podcast can be until now Spotify like maybe buys your podcast. Spotify like sponsors your podcast. Imagine Spotify sponsoring your podcast. Like she's in the league of now, you can see Joe Rogan. Those are the people like Spotify has sponsored their podcast. So the reason she inspires me is how she has been able to like monetize her podcast. She and her, the platforms that they have been, and then how the things that she does in the podcast. Also her tours. I love her tours. And then the guests she has on the podcast. She's also intelligent, by the way, the questions she asks on the pod. But the reason she inspires me mainly is how successful her podcast has been. And she's just a girl like me. She's 26. Now, I think she turned 27 this year. And she's just like a young girl. And then she's also a solo podcaster like me. And how she has been able to build a successful podcast. That's what inspires me. That's what really inspires me. But that someone can actually build their brand to become such a big brand that you get to make a lot of money from your podcast, from doing what you love, and then you get to have a lot of listeners until you have to go to tours across different towns. That's very inspiring, man. That's what I want to do for this podcast. That's what I hope Unspoken can be in the next few years. So shout out to Call Her Daddy. You need to check out Call Her Daddy Alexandra. And then the last on the list, I think, Mel Robbins. Mel Robbins podcast. I love Mel Robbins podcast. It's also a personal development podcast. She knows. Like if there's someone who knows how to talk about personal development, it's Mel Robbins. She knows what she's talking about. Like, you will listen to Mel Robbins podcast and you will stand up and get your shit together. Hey, you will listen to that podcast, my babe. Hey, you will get your shit together. You will feel bad that you gave up. You will just feel motivated and get your feet, like, and get your things together. Like, that's why I love Mel Robbins. That's why she inspires me. The feeling that I get after listening to her podcast, like, she really motivates me. After listening to her, like, oh, girl, get up. The reason that Mel Robbins will inspire you, she will motivate you. So if you love personal development, be sure to listen to Mel Robbins' podcast. So, yeah, those are just the podcasters that really inspire me. And then I don't know should I define Rono also as a podcaster, but also Rono. Rono was on this list. I don't even know why I forgot, but Rono, Chebet Rono, who doesn't know Rono? Rono is also on this list. Rono inspires me, man. I'm so glad I've also met her. One thing about me, when I see someone who inspires me has an event, I will go. I must just go and tell them, girl, you inspire me. I must. So I met Rono back in April. Like, there was an event back in April. I met Rono. And I love Rono's podcast. I love Rono. Whether she has a podcast, She recently started her own podcast. It's called No Chills. Yeah, No Chills, East Africa. So new TV is also so dope. I love Rono. Her content, hey, Rono is so smart. She's so smart. And she's so authentic. And how she has been able to share her journey. And how she has been able to overcome her obstacles. Alcoholism. How she went to rehab. How she overcame all those obstacles. And how she shared her journey without even being, like, scared. She shared her journey, and her journey really inspires me as a content creator. She has really inspired me how she shared everything, and how she's so smart, and how she's so funny and so beautiful. How she went her weight loss journey, guys. Hey, really inspiring. Her weight loss journey, and then now she has, like, a lot of things that really inspire me. And then she's so smart, and then she has kind heart. When I met her, she has such a kind heart. She's such a loving soul. So Rono inspires me. So shout out to Rono. Check out her new podcast. It's called No Chills. It's so dope. So those are the podcasters that inspire me. Yeah, those are the podcasters that inspire me. So if you like this content, if you like personal development, be sure to check them out. And then now let's go to lifestyle. My favorite. My vlogs now. Here we have lifestyle creators when it comes to lifestyle, beauty, and what. Number one on this list. Like, my favorite lifestyle content creators that inspire me. Zarilin Zondro and Kim Kardashian. Oh my gosh, those girls. I love them. And the fact that I love them, the main reason why I love them is because I actually started watching these girls when they started. That's how much I love vlogs, because YouTube will recommend to me even everyone's vlogs, because I watch vlogs. Now YouTube recommends vlogs, even if you're a beginner, they'll recommend. So I started watching Zarin Zondro, I don't know, 5 years ago when they started, and Kim, when they were still living at home, when they're still in university, I started watching those girls there. And the reason they inspire me so much is how they have grown. How they have been consistent with their YouTube, and how they have grown until where they are right now. They really inspire me. Until now, they've been able to monetize their YouTube, their content. Until now, they're, like, big influencers in Kenya. They get to work with big brands. And, like, they're my age mates. And I'm like, wow, I love to see these girls winning. And the fact that I saw their journey, I saw them starting. Oh, that's amazing. That's really amazing. I love their content. Zarilin Zondro and Kim Kardashian. And I've also met them. I met them, I think this year in February, when they had an event back in Kisumu. I met them, and they were so loved. And they're so nice. They're girls, and they have, like, pure hearts. Like, they are so nice. They'll compliment you, like, oh my God, like, you're so beautiful. And then they're so beautiful that you don't even know what to say. Like, they're so, so kind. I love such girls. They're so kind. They uplift. They're friends who uplift each other. Like, they're so inspiring. I love them. I love their content so much. So, shout out to Zari and Kim. Their growth has been immense. And I love their journey. I love their content so much. So, shout out to them. Next. Aziad Nasenya, who doesn't know Aziad? the controversial content creator. I love Aziad. Aziad is a hard worker. I don't care what nobody says. I don't even know why people hate on her. Like, I don't know why people, but if people hate on you, that means, girl, you are onto something. That's what I know. You are onto something. So Aziad inspires me. She's a superstar. Aziad inspires me. She works so hard. I follow her on IG and how, like, the amount of times that girl, like, she's always so busy. Like, she's so busy. Like, girl is in her bag. She works so hard. Like, she works in radio. I don't know, Monday to Saturday at 4 a.m. Like, she wakes up, I don't know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. every day. Imagine having to wake up 3 a.m., 4 a.m. every day, every single day in her life. And there I like to sleep because she has, like, a radio show, a breakfast show. And then now she has her content. She makes money from her content. She has all these big brands she works with. And then now she's also an actress. She has these new shows. I don't know. It's called Prefects. I don't even know at what time they shot that show. I don't know. And it's running now on Citizen TV and every Saturday. And you know how filming is exhausting. So tell me about that. She works so hard. And then what else does she do? Acting now, content creation on, she's content creation now, and now she creates content on all those other platforms. And then I don't know, she has like a business. Oh my gosh, Aziad, she really inspires me. I also met her the same day I met Zari and Kim. That was my favorite day, honestly, meeting my favorite content creators and influencers. I was so happy. So honestly, me, Aziad, I love her journey. She really inspires me. Like, she's just our age mate. I love seeing people my age mate, girls the same age as me, like, out there winning. It gives me this reassurance, like, also me, I can win. I can also be like them. Like, what's stopping me from being like them? They motivate me. They really inspire me. So, shout out to Aziad. Another content creator that I like. Sarah Waruguru. Who knows Sarah Waruguru? I love Sarah Waruguru. She's so authentic. She's so raw. And then I love her because she speaks openly about these personal development topics. Like, also most of her vlogs, you will not miss her talking about things to do with growth, things to do with personal development. That's, she really, like, she and how her journey, how she has been able to grow. Also, Sarah, I've been watching her vlog since when she started, when she was living with her mom and her sister. I've actually watched everything. And just seeing her being able to grow all this through her journey, grow, and, like, despite all these challenges, and even move out, yo, those people really inspire me. The fact that I've watched them since they started, that's what really inspires me about them. So shout out to Sarah. I love her content so much. She's so kind. I have not met her, but from her vlogs I can tell, like, she's like a bubbly person and so kind. And then she knows how to do a makeup and style. I love, you know, I always admire girls who can do their own makeup so well, and then they can do their own hair. Like, girl, you're a superhero. So I really love that about her. So shout out to Sarah. You can all check them all. They're on YouTube. I also love Stephanie Cherono. Stephanie Cherono is like a makeup artist. Yo, that girl can do makeup. And then now, I think she has also evolved as a creator, because now she's also running a podcast. She has her own podcast. And then now she's now doing makeup. And then, hey, the reason why she inspires me is how... through her makeup artistry, she has been able to expand. She now has a makeup workbook. Imagine her own makeup workbook that she sells. Like, yo, these things are inspiring. It's so inspiring to me how someone can start as a content creator and how they can build their brand so big that they can produce their own stuff. Yo, that's so inspiring. That's, like, really inspiring. So Stephanie has, like, her own makeup workbook. And then now she has, like, her own podcast. And then now she has, like, her own line of hair, own hairline with, she has collaborated with, like, a certain hair brand. Now she has her own wig line. Bro, what the heck? Like, girls are winning out here. Like, what? Like, what the heck? The girls are winning. Like, they inspire me. Honestly, Stephanie Cherono, her hairstyle is it. Me, by the way, if I don't have a hairstyle, I'll just go to Stephanie Cherono's page. Okay, what's Stephanie doing? What's her style? Like, she inspires me so much. So, shout out to Stephanie Cherono. She's so dope. And then Claudia. I love Claudia Naisabwa. She's an amazing MC. Because I think she inspires me, because there's a time in my life where there's a point in my life, and I think I still do, where I really wanted to be like a host, a TV host, an MC. I wanted to really host a show. Like, I love that thing. I love, like, that's something I've always wanted to do. I've never actually gotten a chance, especially apart from the part that I was on radio, which I really didn't do it much, that much. But I've always wanted to, like, host, to be a TV host, or to host an event, to be an MC. I've always wanted that. So I love how Claudia, she's doing her thing. She's an amazing MC. I've gone to one of her events. She's so pretty, and then she's an amazing MC. She's so energetic. She will dance in heels, girl, and she has energy, and she has hosted like big shows and international shows, and she has won a lot of awards, international awards. Like, yo, Claudia, she inspires me. I think she inspires me in the fact that is something I've always wanted to do, and like, just looking at what she's doing, I feel like I can also do it. But she really inspires me, seeing someone do something like that, a young girl doing all those things. That's why she made it on this list, Claudia. So shout out to Claudia. You can check all these people out. They're on Instagram, they're on YouTube. You can just check their work out. Anyway, I think that's what I had on today's episode. I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. I've recorded like 3 episodes. So now I feel so exhausted. But those are the people that inspire me. And the last person, the last content creator that inspires me is Unspoken Podcast by Awino Awiti. Exactly. Yeah, I know you didn't expect it, but I honestly inspire myself, and not to toot my own or to just start it to boast. No, this is actually a true story. Awino Awiti inspires me. Awino Awiti of Unspoken Podcast inspires me. Why? Because Unspoken Podcast changed my life. Unspoken changed how I view life, man. It changed how I view life. If you know me, if you're listening to this and you knew me before even this podcast, you know how reckless I was. I was a reckless human being. I was so reckless. I was a don't care. Have you ever met someone who doesn't care about shit? I used to not care about shit. Me, I used to just live life because I live life, because there's life to be lived. I didn't even have goals. I didn't even have a purpose. Like, Unspoken gave me a purpose. Unspoken gave me a purpose. It made me accountable. It made me responsible. Like, it made me somebody. It made me somebody. It helped, like, it made me feel something. You get it? Like, it inspired me. It inspired me. It changed my life. It helped me change as an individual. As Unspoken really helped me change as my behaviors, because I had to now be accountable, because I can't be hosting a personal development podcast and come and tell you guys, hey, don't do this, and then me on my other side, I'm doing all this, like, I'm preaching water and drinking wine. So it doesn't make sense. So I have to be accountable, I have to be responsible, because nowadays I even hear, like, some people say that they get inspired by my work. So, like, I'm also an inspiration to other people. So I have to live the part, I have to look the part, I have to dress the part. So honestly, Unspoken changed my life. Unspoken inspires me to be a better person. It inspires me to be a better person, to seek greater things, to evolve. It inspires me to evolve. It inspires me that I can also, like, I'm worthy. It makes me feel like I'm worthy. Like, I have a purpose on this life. Like, this, I have something to offer. I have something to offer on the table. I have something to bring on the table. And that's what Unspoken does to me. It gives me a purpose. So honestly, Awino Awiti, the content creator, Unspoken content creator, changed my life, and she inspired me. So that's my list. I'm also my own inspiration. So shout out to that. So guys, I hope, I don't know if you've learned something from this episode, but that was just me. I just felt like I needed to put it out there for someone who maybe will love such content creators. You can also check them out. You can check this podcast I've mentioned, these vlogs, these lifestyle content creators that I've mentioned. You can check out all their work. They're all available on social media. You can check them all out on YouTube, on Instagram. The names I've mentioned, they're all available there. So check out the content. So guys, I'm so tired, honestly. I've spoken here for like 2 hours straight, so my mouth is tired. So let me stop this. Let me end this episode here, and I'll see you guys. This episode is a Wednesday episode. I was batch recording today, so this is a Wednesday episode. So I'll see you next week on Sunday on the 99th episode. Are you ready? Are you ready? Y'all ain't ready. Send in your questions. The 100th episode is upon us. Send in your questions. Listen to Ayono.fm. Listen to the ads. Be safe, and I'll see you on Sunday. Adios.